The biggest challenge is, as always, to be innovative and work within the artistic concept of different people. And you have to adjust and adapt to translate their view and not always necessarily what you wish to do.
And you have a big responsibility, right, with being safe and stuff?
This summer there are lots of responsibilities. We're having stands on the ground, in the air, in the water. A lot of people are involved, different casts. There's a combination between two different groups, the stunt people and the dancers, while the stunt team actually does a lot of dancing as well. And also there is no editing room. It happens live, it happens now. This is something that excites me very much in an era that everything is multimedia and everything is high-tech and tricks. To actually go old school, traditional, and see a person actually doing something incredible himself. And I'm young enough to feel the groove of young people, but I'm old enough to have actually technique and traditional aspects of this job from people that did not have multimedia facilities.
How did the opera Carmen now influence your work? Are there special sequences in the opera which inspired you, or what did
there is something extraordinary that happens towards the end of the opera that I cannot reveal.
Okay.
But I think one of the most exciting elements for me is that we're featuring climbing together with Wired Aerial Theater. We put together how to hide some of the technical elements behind the cards and how to build the most exciting routes for the climbers. It's like an amusement park for adults.
So your inspiration sources, are they mostly the same, like the stage or the performers, or what would you say?
Even the music. I think people keep on forgetting that in the opera it is about the music, and we don't have to push things there. There's already a genius composer wrote something extraordinary, normally a brilliant librettist, all right? And it's a proven piece that had many, many years of success. And they also, if you listen to the music, there's so many colors and emotions that are already there. So if you just let it happen, the story tells itself very easily. If you try to go against it, then you might end up with difficulties to convince other people that you are right.
Mm.
And it's not only about applause, it's emotional, it's crying, it's shouting, it's saying, oh, wow, or you need to surprise them and get them involved and actually care for the person who's up there in the air. If they do care about him, then my job is done.
So is it different to work at Bregenzer Festspiele compared to other institutions?
It's different because this is a festival. And it focuses on mainly on the lake production, not only, but that's the main attraction. And the preparation process is 2, sometimes even 3 years. And in other companies, when they have a repertoire and they're doing 10 or 12 productions a year, the process is quicker. And also the limitations are bigger in other venues. So here is like a magic world. It's like Willy Wonka's factory of opera, you know, that I wouldn't say that it's limitless, but it's the closest thing to realize your dream.